There's an old saying that death begins in the colon. This is an oversimplification, to be sure, but more accurate than not. In fact, the road to health begins with intestinal cleansing and detoxification, no matter what the disease or problem. Not necessarily because the intestinal tract is more important than any other system in the body, but rather because it is the area upon which we inflict the most abuse. Unfortunately, most people confine their understanding of intestinal cleansing to its effect on fecal matter. And while it's true that cleansing programs do draw old fecal matter out of the colon, limiting the discussion to fecal matter misses the big picture. So what is this big picture? Well, consider that what we have is essentially a continuous tube from the mouth to the anus. And by the way, don't think about that the next time you kiss someone. But anyway, each part of this continuous tube has a specific function to perform. Among these are digestion of the food we eat, transferring the nutritional value of the food into the body, processing the waste from that food and eliminating it from the body, serving as a drain pipe for waste produced as a result of metabolic functions within the body itself, serving as a drain for toxic substances absorbed through our lungs and skin, etc., functioning as a first line of defense in the body's immune system by identifying and eliminating viruses and unhealthy bacteria ingested with our food. Any program of intestinal cleansing, detoxification, and rebuilding must address all of these aspects. Specifically, it must serve to remove all of the old fecal matter and waste from the colon, to clear the drain, if you will. It must remove all of the heavy metals and drug residues that have accumulated in the body as a result of having your drain plugged. It has to work to strengthen the colon muscle so that it works again. You're not trying to build dependence, you're trying to rebuild the strength and function of the colon. That's the long-term solution. You need to repair any damage, such as herniations and inflammations of the colon and small intestine. You have to eliminate the presence of polyps and other abnormal growths that have been allowed to flourish because of an unhealthy intestinal environment. And finally, any intestinal cleansing and rebuilding program designed to cleanse, detoxify, and rebuild the intestinal tract must also work to rebuild and replenish the various friendly bacteria cultures that ideally should line virtually every square inch of that tube, again, from mouth to anus. Before we proceed, let's back up a little and talk about some of the health problems associated with the intestinal tract. In 1985, between 60 and 70 million Americans were affected by digestive disorders. Today, it's close to 100 million. In fact, digestive disorders are responsible for over 50 million physician visits a year and more hospitalizations than any other category of medical problems in the United States today. The total cost to the American public for all aspects of digestive disease is well over $100 billion a year. So specifically, what kind of digestive diseases are we talking about? Well, things like constipation and the attendant symptoms of self-toxification, diverticular disease, that's herniations of the colon, hemorrhoids, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, colorectal cancer, and a host of other related diseases. It's also worth noting that many, many, many other diseases that at first glance appear to have no connection with the digestive tract have actually been related by many doctors to functional bowel disorder. And these include things like diabetes, gallstones, kidney stones, gout, hypertension, varicose veins, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriasis, and even obesity. And as if that were not enough, it's been estimated that as many as 80% of all Americans are afflicted with intestinal parasites. Now, many health professionals would dispute this number, calling it far too high. And if you do limit your discussion of parasites to things such as tapeworms and Chinese liver flukes, that's correct. But the fact is, as soon as you open up to the true nature of the problem and begin including the lesser-known but far more prevalent parasites such as Demodex human and Phaseolopsis buskii, the 80% figure begins to fall into line. And then if you include E. coli and Candida overgrowths, both of which fit the dictionary definition of a parasite, that is, any organism that grows and feeds in another while contributing nothing in return, then the 80% figure is decidedly conservative. Symptoms that can result from the presence of parasites include nervousness, grinding of the teeth at night, aches and pains that move from one place to another in the body, mimicked appendicitis, ulcers and various digestive pain, nausea or diarrhea, itching, acne, foul breath, furred tongue, jaundice, fatigue, menstrual irregularities, even insomnia. Now, we've already mentioned Candida, but Candida overgrowth is becoming so common that it's worth highlighting for a moment. In fact, more and more doctors are becoming aware of how endemic yeast infections such as Candida albicans are. Symptoms include chronic fatigue, especially after eating, depression, severe bloating, gas, cramps, chronic diarrhea or constipation, rectal itching, allergies, severe PMS even, impotence, memory loss, severe mood swings, recurrent fungal infections such as athlete's foot, extreme sensitivity to chemicals, perfume, smoke, odors, etc., and lightheadedness or drunkenness after minimal wine, beer, or sugar. Anyway, as bad as all of this is, the reality is that things are actually much worse. The situation is truly serious. Diseases of the digestive system have reached an all-time high in the United States and are still on the rise. The number one cancer among men and women combined is colorectal cancer, a cancer that was virtually unknown 100 years ago. According to the Merck Manual, the medical industry's standard test for the diagnosis and treatment of disease, the incidence of diverticulosis has increased dramatically over the last 40 years. It's gone from less than 10% of the adult population over the age of 45 who had this disease, according to an early 1950 edition, to an astounding, and I quote, every person has many in the 1992 edition. In other words, virtually 100% of all American adults will eventually have diverticulosis of the large intestine if they live long enough. Why? Well, for one, our modern lifestyle has taken its toll on our digestive and elimination organs. Refined, processed, low-fiber foods, plastic fats, a lack of exercise, and an ever-increasing level of stress all contribute to our current gastrointestinal health crisis. Consider that a sluggish bowel can retain pounds of old toxic and poisonous fecal matter. 10 to 20 pounds is not unusual, and up to 65 pounds is often reported. Many times, the real cause behind sickness and disease is this retention and reabsorption of built-up toxic waste. I personally know some pretty unbelievable things that have come out of people's colons when they go on a detox program. A couple come to mind. We had a 54-year-old woman who started passing brilliant colors in her stools while on a detox. Bright reds, greens, and yellows. No kidding. She had no idea what it was until she remembered that when she was 4 years old, 50 years earlier, her mother was always telling her to stop eating her crayons. That crayon wax had been stuck inside her for some 50 years. Then I've seen people pass out old coins that they ate decades earlier. It's a running joke among those who do intestinal cleanses that if you want to start a coin collection, you should get all of your friends on a detox with you. You're bound to pick up some rare old coins. Okay? I've also seen numbers of people drop 20 pounds over 14 days, and one man I know of who personally dropped 55 pounds in 2 weeks. And keep in mind, we're not talking about fat or water weight here. He lost 55 pounds of poop. How can you possibly be healthy carrying that much crap around inside you? Maybe one of the best examples of all is the story of John Wayne. It was reported that after his death, when his colon was placed on a scale at his autopsy, it weighed some 76 pounds. Imagine that. There has been a great misconception among the public and among most medical professionals about how often a normal, healthy person should move their bowels. For years, doctors have thought that anywhere from one bowel movement a day to one a week was normal. And in fact, they now teach in a number of school districts that it's normal to have one bowel movement every 3 to 5 days. My God, the best you can say is it was normal for the doctor who wrote the book, but hardly normal or healthy. So what is normal? Well, what we've learned is that it's normal and necessary to have one bowel movement a day for each major meal you ate the day before. If you have 3 meals one day, you should have 3 bowel movements the next day. Now, a couple of final notes before I talk about how to remedy the problem. I need to touch on the issue of toxic lymph. Think for a moment, if you will, of your colon as your body's drain pipe, the drain that removes waste from your body. Think of it like the toilet in your house. If the toilet drain is clogged, not only will waste not be eliminated, but when you flush the toilet, the waste backs up and spills over the floor. And that's exactly the point, which leads us to a discussion of waste removal from the body and the lymph system. The lymph vessels comprise a network of capillaries which filter blood impurities. They contain a clear, colorless fluid called lymph. Lymph passes from capillaries to lymph vessels and flows through lymph nodes that are located along the course of these vessels. Cells of the lymph nodes phagocytize or ingest such impurities as bacteria, old red blood cells, and toxic and cellular waste. Lymph fluid can also collect other impurities such as heavy metals and pesticides and drug residues which are stored in bodily tissue. Once loaded with this toxic waste, the compromised lymph must exit your body. What can't be eliminated in your urine must pass through the bile duct and on out through your colon. And what do you think happens to all of this waste if the plumbing is plugged or sluggish? Is it any wonder we get sick and keep on getting sicker? Is it any wonder that cancer of the lymph is one of the fastest growing cancers in the United States today? And now a special note. In the next lecture, we're going to be discussing probiotics in detail, but for now, it's worth noting their importance in maintaining not only intestinal health, but overall health. You see, our intestinal tract should contain thousands of billions of beneficial bacteria, all microscopic in size, and yet because of their sheer numbers, their total weight is close to 3.5 pounds in the average adult. In fact, approximately one-third of the dry weight of our fecal matter is composed of bacteria, living and dead, harmful and beneficial. A major indicator of the state of our health, both intestinal and overall, is in the composition of those bacteria. So what can be done? As we discussed before, any program designed to clean, detoxify, and rebuild the colon needs to address several key areas. The program must help bring the colon back to life by stimulating the muscle movement of the colon. It has to encourage matter to move forward through the system. The program must halt putrefaction in the intestinal tract. It must draw old fecal matter off the walls of the colon and out of any bowel pockets, and it must disinfect. It must draw out poisons and toxins. A good detox program will also help leach out heavy metals, such as mercury and lead. It will also remove chemicals and drug residues. In fact, an effective detox will even remove radioactive material, such as strontium-90. A good program will soothe and promote the healing of the mucous membrane lining of the entire digestive tract. It will help stimulate the body to begin the healing and repair of herniated areas. It will serve to increase the flow of bile to help clean the gallbladder, bile ducts, and liver. It will promote healthy intestinal flora. An effective intestinal cleanse will also work to destroy and expel parasites and destroy Candida albicans overgrowth. It will help maintain regularity, decrease straining, and speed up the transit time of feces through the large intestine. Once you look at the requirements of a good intestinal program, it's easy to see that no one formula or magic pill can accomplish it all. It takes a program. To summarize, the foundation of any health or healing program must begin with the intestinal tract, not necessarily because it's inherently more important than any other system or organ in the body, but because it's the area of the body upon which we focused our greatest abuse, and because it impacts virtually every other system in the body. This point is so important that it's worth reviewing the core issues that we've covered in this talk. Number one, the colon is the main elimination channel of the body. It is the means by which we eliminate the toxic waste of the digestive process, including massive amounts of E. coli bacteria and parasite larvae. If that waste hangs around longer than necessary, its impact on the body is profound. And yet, because of dietary and health habits, the average American stores, on average, between 10 and 20 pounds of old, sometimes decades old, fecal matter in their colons. Two, the liver is the main detoxifying organ of the body. It filters out dangerous drug residues and poisons from the blood and passes them out of the body through the colon via the bile duct. Plug the colon and it's like flushing a toilet plug with toilet paper. Everything backs up. The net result is sickness and disease. The important point to remember here is that you can't even begin to cleanse and repair the other systems in the body until you clean out the colon so that the toxic material will have a clean path out of the body. Number three, physically, the colon is not designed to store large amounts of old fecal matter. There just isn't any room for it. If you have 10, 20, 30 pounds of extra garbage in there, there's only one thing that can happen. The colon must distend and expand. This causes the walls of the colon to thin out, like blowing up a balloon more and more. And as the walls extend out, they press on and compress other organs in the abdominal cavity. Four, old fecal matter is an ideal breeding ground for harmful bacteria and dangerous parasites. Get rid of the breeding ground, and you significantly reduce the parasite problem. Five, intestinal flora are an essential part of health. If you eat foods laced with antibiotics and drink water with chlorine in it, you eliminate virtually all beneficial bacteria. Nature abhors a vacuum. If you clean out the beneficial bacteria, you provide an absolutely open environment for the proliferation of harmful bacteria such as E. coli. Six, your intestinal tract is the source of all nutrient access to your body. If it isn't working properly, you have two major problems. First, you have a hard time digesting food properly, breaking it down sufficiently so that your body can use it. And then, even if you can digest it properly, if the intestinal wall is covered with hardened waste and colonies of hostile bacteria flora, you'll end up absorbing only a fraction of the nutritional value of the food you eat. The bottom line is that any program we design to improve our health or to eliminate disease from our bodies must begin with intestinal cleansing, detoxification, and rebuilding. It is the sine qua non, that without which there is not of health. Now let's get down to some specific recommendations. What's required is a four-pronged approach. First, you need a probiotic formula to promote the growth of beneficial bacterial colonies in the intestinal tract. We're going to cover that in detail in our next talk. Second, you need a good source of fiber to compensate for all the fiberless processed foods, meat, and dairy that we eat. The best single source of fiber in the world is ground organic flaxseed meal. 1.5 tablespoons of whole seeds ground up with juice twice a day will keep you regular and also provide you with the best single source of omega-3 oils in the world. In addition, the sulfur-rich proteins present in the seeds work hand-in-hand with the omega-3 oils to literally reverse mutated cells and cancer in the body. The third piece of the puzzle is a good colon activator. For some people, a good probiotic formula is all that's required to wake up their colons and get them working again. But most people, however, will need a stimulating herbal colon activator formula that provides both cleansing and healing to the entire gastrointestinal system, at least until their colon's rebuilt. You want to look for a formula that contains all organic herbs such as Cape aloe, senna, cascara sagrada, barberry root bark, ginger root, African bird pepper, and fennel. These herbs will serve as an intestinal detergent to loosen and draw out old fecal matter, waste, and toxins. This formula will stimulate peristalsis, the muscular movement of the colon. It will also halt putrefaction, disinfect, and soothe and heal the mucous membrane lining of your entire digestive tract. It will help improve digestion, relieve gas and cramps, and increase the flow of bile, which in turn cleans the gallbladder, bile ducts, and liver. It will destroy Candida albicans overgrowth and promote a healthy intestinal flora, destroy and expel intestinal parasites, and finally, it will increase gastrointestinal circulation. And then there's the last piece of our four-pronged approach. You need to periodically, approximately every 3 months, make use of a strong herbal purifier and intestinal vacuum to help draw old fecal matter off the walls of your colon and out of any bowel pockets, and to also draw out poisons, toxins, and heavy metals such as mercury and lead. A good detox formula like this will also even remove radioactive material such as strontium-90 from your body. And finally, such a formula will remove over 2,000 known drug and toxic chemical residues. Look for a formula that contains all organic herbs such as apple fruit pectin, pharmaceutical-grade bentonite clay, slippery elm inner bark, marshmallow root, fennel seed, activated willow charcoal, and psyllium seeds and husks. The natural mucilaginous properties of this formula will work to soften old, hardened fecal matter for easy removal and also make this formula an excellent remedy for any inflammation or irritation in the stomach and intestines. This formula is helpful in irritable bowel syndrome, diverticular disease, and hemorrhoids. And on top of everything else, this formula will eliminate the effects of food poisoning or stomach flu in 20 to 40 minutes. Regular use of this four-part program will help keep your body in optimal health and vitality for as long as you live. That's it for part two of the Take Back Your Health series. In the next part, we'll talk about how you can marshal an army of billions to come to your defense as we discuss the probiotic miracle.